Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Welcome back with you right through to midnight, by the way, if you're planning on getting into bed there, putting the quilt over you, because that's what I'd like to be doing right now. Put the quilt over you, and then you can listen to the rest of the show. We got really interesting interviews coming up, by the way, if you're interested in the whole Donald Trump and the tariffs and immigration and all that kind of stuff that's going on in America right now, including the war in Ukraine and how he's handling that and what your perspective on that is. We'll be talking to two people from the United States in relation to that who study American politics. Also, we want to talk about happiness. I don't know. Molly, are you happy? Yeah, she seems happy. Molly always seems happy, in fairness to her. Yeah, Dixon, are you happy? Is he happy? Is Dixon happy? Is he? No, not really, no. There's always something kind of pissing you off on a daily basis, isn't there? They say you should live every day like it's your last. Mind you, over the last 3 weeks, I was living every day like it was me last, to be honest with you. But happiness, something, I suppose, we kind of grumble and we groan about Ireland, but it has been named the 15th happiest country in the world, according to the World Happiness Report. I didn't even know there was such a report, by the way. I remember years ago, News Talk, I think it was, used to do this thing on the news where they go, and also today's happiness index is 7. And I was always wondering where they got the happiness index. Who do they ask? Because they certainly never asked me. By the way, we've moved up from 17 positions, so seemingly we're happier now than we were in recent times. I find that really hard to believe, by the way. Finland is ranked as the world's happiest place for the 8th straight year in a row. Now, I've spoken to people about Finland, and I'm sure they're happy people, but it seems like a very boring place. Maybe I'm wrong in saying that. Locals and experts thinking that it's, you know, it's the Grand Lakes, the strong welfare system, maybe a good healthcare system. Those kind of things help. The Nordics, by the way, lead the line once again when it comes to happiness. Denmark, Iceland, Sweden, remaining the top four in the same order. Iceland, I don't know how that's happy. I mean, Iceland have a lot of darkness, don't they? In the winter, they hardly see any daylight whatsoever. And daylight makes you happy. Because there's vitamins. You get vitamins from the sun. I find in Ireland, by the way, there was a report out recently that Ireland is second in the world for the least amount of sunshine. Did you know that, Molly? Ireland is second in the world for the least amount of sunshine. And that's part of why we don't have the ultimate happiness. America finds itself, by the way, at the lowest ranking ever, at 24th. One place behind the UK at 23 is the lowest average life evaluation since 2017's report. But what do you think? Do you think we deserve to be 15th? Are we really happy? Now, I'm not saying that you're miserable all the time, but are you happy? Do you walk around like, I'm happy, everything goes wonderful in my world? Are you a happy person? I am. Jessica, hi, are you happy?
Hi, you know, a long time no speak.
Thank you, Jessica. Been nice.
Glad to have you back.
Thank you very much.
I'm happy now that you're back.
Oh, well, that's a good thing. I'm glad you're happy I'm back. I'm happy to be back. I'm not happy that I still feel terrible, by the way, but I'm happy to be back.
Oh, well, look, you're a tough cookie.
Yeah. They say it takes, you know, it's tough to kill a good thing.
Oh, well, there you go.
So, Jessica, are you happy? You're a young person. Are you happy?
As I say, I'm not going to complain. Who's going to listen?
But what makes you happy?
I suppose she's probably listening. Kira does.
Kira makes you, well, but, okay, I'm glad. Aww.
Well, I'm not saying that with an imaginary gun poked at my
side. You know she's listening, yeah, okay. So Kira makes you happy, okay.
I know, she does, yeah. The family, they're all doing well, yeah.
Fine. I suppose good, money helps financially, you know, if you're okay, oh, no, I suppose you're happy.
If I had more of that, I'd be
much happier.
I'd be ecstatic.
They say money doesn't bring you happiness. I think that's a lie, by the way. Money does bring you happiness. Of course it does.
Because it can help you buy things that make you happy, so it can buy happiness.
Absolutely.
I honestly think that line is a cliche. Of course it can buy you happiness.
Yeah. They say money doesn't buy your health. Actually, it does in most countries in the world when you haven't got private healthcare. Money does buy your health because a lot of people can get better care if they have a lot of money. Now, it doesn't mean they're going to live, by the way, or they can't save you, or might not be able to save you, but money certainly can help. So money does make people happy.
You'd be treated a little better.
Yeah, yeah. Makes you happy. Mm. Mind you, I know rich people who are miserable. You know?
Well, but I wouldn't be there, but that's just me.
But generally speaking, when you go into work in the morning, are you usually happy or are you pissed off? Or?
No, I'd say on the whole, I'm about 70% happy most days.
Oh, that's okay. That's a good place to be, 70% happy.
I'm still surprised we're in top 20 now. Oh,
yeah. And the 30% of unhappiness that you have, what's that related to, generally speaking? What things piss you off, apart from the government?
You know when you just get like down days and you can't really explain, you're just in a crap mood and all it takes is one thing to set you off. You're like, that's it, day's ruined. You just get them kind of days where it's like you woke up on the wrong side of the bed. It's like, right, if anyone even looks at me funny, they're getting it.
Yeah, I've had those days. There are days when sometimes you're just in a bad mood and you actually don't know why you're in a bad mood. Have you ever had those days? Yeah, start to question yourself.
The thing I get asked the most is when I'm in a grumpy mood, I actually get asked, it's because you're hungry. I'm like, no. I'm just in a bad humour.
Yeah, I think what makes people unhappy mostly is not being able to pay their bills, not being able to give their children, say, the things they'd like to give them or the life they'd like to give them, not having a good roof over your head. Those kind of things make people unhappy. And that's why I'm surprised to see Ireland, who's in the middle of a housing crisis and a cost of living crisis, is, you know, high up on the list, and we're actually gaining positions. I'm surprised by that. Blown away, actually.
That's what I'm saying. And then only on the news there, they were saying about like the elderly being in poverty, like the rates on that getting higher. Mm-hmm. That's why as well I'm a bit taken aback.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't like to be relying and living on a pension in Ireland. Many people do. I wouldn't say it's great fun, particularly if you've worked all your life, paid your taxes, and you're getting 235 or whatever it is, or 250 quid a week to live on.
You're essentially getting a giant middle finger.
Yep. That's not really going to make you very happy. You're not going to live the life of Riley. You're going to struggle to pay your bills. You're going to struggle to get from one day to the next. You're rarely going to have the roast beef dinner. You know what I mean? So that's not a happy place. So I can understand why many elderly people are living in poverty.
Yeah.
We failed.
No, I get that. But that's what I mean. Like, it's just, like you said, it's mad, like, how economy-wise, we're in a shit position. People are, like, struggling and stressing about just the normal things in life. And yet somehow we're in the top 20 for happiness. Like, it doesn't add up. But suppose it's a good start anyway.
Well, when you say economy-wise we're in a shit position, we're actually not. The country has plenty of money. It's just the people don't have it. And the government seem to be spending it on the wrong things.
Well, you wouldn't think we're in a crap position the way he was laughing the other day. The other week, I should say.
Yeah.
Disgusted with it.
Right. No, well, a lot of people thought that as well.
But we won't get into that tension. We'll do that another day.
Yeah. Stay there for a second. Let me go to Derianne. Derianne, hi. How are you?
Oh, no. Great to hear you.
Thank you, Derianne.
Do you know, Niall, I learned something yesterday in a post office. I went in, this is just by the by, I went in and I said, I want a stamp to post a letter to Northern Ireland, right? And I said, I thought it was more than down here. And they said, no, Ireland is still the Ireland of Ireland. But that wasn't to do with you. But anyway, that was my get well card that I have, and I have a stamp to send to you. And I'm glad to hear you back, and I'm sorry to hear that you're not 100%. And you will get there.
I'll be fine. I'll get there eventually.
Don't be trying to be too strong. But anyway, is Ireland happy? Oh, help. I'm happy, yeah.
Give me a happiness level. I mean, Jessica said she's 70% happy. Give me a happiness level.
Well, I wouldn't be happy 100% monetary-wise.
Financially,
because I'm one of those people living on the pension.
Yeah. How much is the pension now? How much do you get?
I get about 260 a week. I'm not sure.
So that's a non-contributory or contributory?
No, I would have been contributory. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, of course, because you worked all your life. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, the reason why I'm happy is because I'm sitting here now talking to you, and I have the two most gorgeous old dogs beside me that I adopted 2 months ago because my other poor little Gracie passed away, and I'm giving them a great home. And that's all
I. Yeah, animals can make you. Cats, dogs, whatever you're into. Yeah. They can make you happy. They can.
Big time. Big time. Because I'm giving them a home and a life that they did not have. And in dog years, they're a lot older than me. And I can see the love that they're getting. And yeah, so I just, for that reason, yeah, I am happy. Mm. I mean, what else? I mean,
what would make you happier? A bit more money probably would make you a bit happier, would it?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. So that if I got sick or if I had problems, that I would have money to, to go down some sort of medical route. Hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, and this comes back to what we said earlier on when people say money doesn't make you happy. Well, it kind of does sometimes.
No, it does help. Oh, boy, it helps.
Okay, well, hang on a second. Let me just go to Steve as well. A lot of people want to get in this, surprisingly enough, because maybe people are just happy. Steve, are you happy?
I'm delighted, Niall. But here's the thing. Is that Bernie on the line there? Is it?
No, it's Derry-Ann. Derry-Ann.
It's Derry-Ann. Derry-Ann's happy for a completely different reason.
Right.
She sounds like she's had one or two tonight.
I don't think so. But go on anyway. Are you happy?
Do you know what? I genuinely just had this conversation with somebody. Because the guys had rang me up and said, "Do you want to come on?" And I was talking to somebody in the house here, and I was saying to them, "You know, Ireland is a happy place. You know, sure, it's masked right now with a lot of things that are going on socially and in politics as well. But genuinely, we're very, very happy people, because you only have to look at an Irish funeral. Irish funerals have two main things going on: crying and laughter." You know, we have a knack at making things funny.
So we've been celebrating the death of St. Patrick for 1,500 years.
I know, exactly.
That's the longest wake in history.
Yeah, how do we do that? We go out and get langered and punch the head off each other.
Yeah.
But no, we are a happy country, Niall, and we're a happy people. I think we should be further up that list.
Is that happiness, or is there a level of insecurity with us?
No, but where's the insecurity in that? If we're self-deprecating, Niall, that's what we do. You know, if somebody told me, oh, by the way, I didn't know you were sick.
There you go.
All this tonight, I was like, what? Niall was sick? He's off air? What? I never heard anything. So, yeah, there you go. Oops, sorry.
That's okay.
I was happily ignorant, Niall, to whatever the hell was wrong with you.
Yeah, well, I'm okay now, hopefully.
Good stuff. And are you happy for that?
Well, I will be happy when it stops altogether. You know, when I feel normal again. I've had this since the middle of January. So when I feel normal again, which I've forgotten what normal feels like at this stage, when I feel normal again, I'll be happy. But I did go through a phase in hospital, because as you know, I mentioned I was in hospital for the last 3 or 4 weeks. When I was in hospital, I went through a phase of feeling really depressed, because I just felt like I was never going to get out of the place. It felt like I was in prison.
Yeah, look, I've been there, done that, had the T-shirt, and of course it feels like that, you know, because it's taking you away from your normal life.
So my happiness index was down to 2 at that stage. You know what I mean?
I would say, Niall, in generally that you're a miserable bollocks.
No, I'm actually not. I am quite a happy person.
I would say that if you and I were like buddies, there's no way that we could get on. I'd say that you're just constantly nag, no.
That's my job. Sorry, Derry-Ann. Defend me here, Derry-Ann, will you?
No, Steve. No, Niall is not like that.
Are you mad? Listen to him every night of the week.
Derry-Ann knows me. She knows
Niall,
what I'm
hold
like.
A second. Niall, have you ever seen that skit by Dave McSavage where he takes the pee out of Oh, what a man. Welcome to the Live Line.
Oh, Joe Duffy.
Joe Duffy. Did you ever see him? He makes out that Joe Duffy takes pleasure in people's
misery. Yeah.
You're the exact same.
No, I'm not like Joe. I don't like people come on there and go, oh, my mother's dying in a care home, Joe.
Sure,
sure.
We don't do that stuff.
No, you absolutely do.
He's dying.
Tell me more.
No, his famous, Joe Duffy's famous line is when they tell him something miserable like that, and how does that make you feel?
No, you do not.
Welcome to the Live Line.
I would say the biggest miserable fecker out of the lot of the people there in 4FM, and I didn't realise he was on tonight.
It's Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, by the way. The name 4FM went years ago. Go on.
Terrible fucking rebranding. But the biggest miserable fucker in there, I only heard his voice there only 2 seconds ago before it came on. That's Jeremy Dixon. Hi, Jeremy.
Right.
I'll tell you why he's a miserable.
Would you stop out of that? Stop making it personal, Steve.
This is funny. He wanted at one time give out fruit at Halloween to kids. I know it was jigsaw puzzles or colouring books or something like education. Oh, like what a langer.
Yeah, just give them chocolate and sweets and shut up. Yeah. Anyway, getting back to the happiness level. So you think that, generally speaking, the survey is right, that Ireland is a happy place?
Absolutely. Yeah, look, what I would say...
Jessica says she's happy. Jessica's 70% happy.
What I would say to you is go out on the weekend and have a look at the younger crowd who are out enjoying themselves, just having it at the time of their life. You have young, happy families with their new kids. And, you know, sure, times are shit financially, but at the end of the day, they're still happy with what they have. They have their wife and their kids and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. And I think we've just have forgotten that because of the amount of crap that's in the news on a constant basis. We don't introduce enough happiness in our lives.
Okay, do me a favour, Steve, stay with me. Jessica, Terri-Anne, thank you very much indeed. Steve, stay with me through the break there. I do want to take one or two more calls before we go to our interviews a bit later on. The number, by the way, is 087-188-0008. Is Steve wrong? He says Ireland is a happy country, generally speaking. People are happy. Are you happy? Now, let me go to Stacey. Steve, stay there. Stacey, hi, how are you?
Hey, Niall, how
are
you doing?
Good. Are you deliriously happy?
Yeah, I'm bleeding deliver in my life. I don't know what everyone's going on about.
When you say you're delighted with your life, right, I mean, are things going well generally? Do you have enough money? Do you pay the bills?
No, you know what? I don't have enough money and I'm not paying my bills properly. But you know what? Life's too short at the end of the day. Like, you go out your mate, you have a good time. Like, and like, I don't know what people be complaining about, like, oh yeah, life's so hard. You know what? You have to just get out of the bed in the morning and say, come on, Barbie, let's go party. And you just go out and you have a great time. Like,
And would you go out much? Like, would you go out once a weekend or what do you do?
You go out when you can afford it. Like, me and the girls sitting in the house, like, you don't even need drink half the time. Like, you just be sitting there and, like, you do a couple of prank calls and, like, you call your nanny and tell her that they're facing the caller at our door and they need money off her. Or, like, you know, you just make a bit of crack out of life. Like,
so while you sit in the house doing a few prank calls, that's not really nice. Yeah. That doesn't make other people very happy, but go on, yeah.
I told my nanny the refugees were at the door and she was like, oh, Jesus, because she signs up to random stuff and I just start laughing. I was like, listen, like, if you're not laughing, someone's laughing at you, like.
So you believe this survey that Ireland is kind of ranked high when it comes to the happiness index?
I do believe this survey because honestly, like, even when you see the riots going on, people are going online, they're like, that's bleeding gas, that is. Like, everyone's laughing. Trump is in the news, like, and you're going, ah, Jesus, Trump is back again. But, like, it's a bit of crap, to be honest. You're not allowed to lie to yourself. Everyone's sitting there going, ah, Jesus, what do you say next? Like, I'd be loving what you say.
Well, see, Niall, that's exactly what I was talking about. See, that whore there, that mental
Stacey,
one that's on there Stacey, right now.
Stacey, the mental one that's on right now. Stacey.
Stacey is the epitome of Irish. She, you know, we look at stuff and have the crack. And can I give everybody a bit of advice out there? You can't wait for everything to be perfect before you let yourself be happy because you'll be left waiting.
Mm. Yeah, well, life is never perfect. I know, I'm well aware
of that. It's never.
No.
And you know what? Just I swear to God, during the ad break, you know, my dog, Gay Buddy,
Your gay dog.
Yes, yeah. He was on the bed behind me, and may God strike me dead. Oh, I turned around and I was like, it was his red rocket. I was like, no, get off me bed, you dirty pig.
So they're the kind of things that make you happy, Steve. That's the fun things in life.
Not his red rocket, not his lipstick. No.
I'm just saying, just the funny things in life that make you laugh.
Yes, and that's the thing, we do it all the time. I mean, like that lady just said, you know, we saw the riots and went, ha ha ha, that's funny.
But you've been on you've been on this show and my podcast as well, and been really angry on a regular basis.
Of course, but you know what, I did say that to the conversation I was having earlier with somebody, I said, you can't be happy all the time. We're a mixture of emotions, but one thing that we're blessed at doing as Irish, that we can go from angry to laughing and being the best of friends with people afterwards. I mean, Niall, how many times have I fallen out with you? I went up to your studio years ago to punch the head off you.
That's
do you remember?
Right. I remember that, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And now look at us. Now we're fine. We have the laugh and the joke with each other.
Yeah, well, I do remember.
You can't be happy all the time. You really can, because, like, even when, like, your nanny dies, like, if you just sit there and you just have a bit of a laugh about everything afterwards, like, why people take life too seriously? Like,
yeah,
like,
but it is sad when somebody dies, Stacey. There is sadness when people die.
For sure, like, me nanny died, like, and she loved when we were singing and dancing. So we were all doing the YMCA around our coffin and we were laughing, going, ah, Jerry.
Doing the YMCA around our coffin.
Oh, but she would have loved it. Like, you can't take life seriously. And this is Ireland's problem. Like, everyone's taking life too seriously. Like, the Irish people know how to have a bit of crack. Like, so come on, let's get up and have a bit of crack. Like, that's all it's about.
I'm sure you have within your repertoire there somewhere that you laughed at a funeral.
Or I did. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
I've lost count. I've actually lost count of how many funerals we've done.
The funniest funeral I was at, when I say funny funeral, there's no such thing as a funny funeral, but the funniest one. Yeah, but anyway, I was with a maid of mine, and it was our boss at the time. His mother had died, so you kind of felt compelled to go, you know, right? You know, that kind of. So anyway, we were queuing up in the line. You know when they queue up in the line to go down and shake hands with the family, right? And he's standing in front of me, and he says, what do I say? And I say, just say whatever comes into your head, like. So that was the wrong advice to give him, right? So the lad stands up, whose mother had died, you know, and my mate, Marky, shook his hand, and he said, lovely day today, isn't it? And I went, so. And I looked at him, and all I could do was laugh. I started laughing. And here's the funny thing. The guy's mother died, broke his buttocks laughing as well. We all started laughing. And he walked out. I said, why did you say that? And he said, just said, say the first thing that came into my head. That's all I could think of.
Well, no, can I quickly... Yeah. Do you mind if I explain something to you really quick? It'll only take 40 seconds to do what I'm going to do. Do you mind?
Yeah, go ahead.
Right, so... Years and years ago, I realised what a sense of humour was actually all about. I was sitting down in an apartment with a friend of mine, and we had this, like, there were 12-foot high ceilings and, you know, really long walls. We had a projector, and we were watching a documentary, but we were out there smoking some of the devil's lettuce, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And we were watching a documentary on 9/11. Now, when that's being put onto a big wall and you're on the devil's lettuce, you get enthralled in it. You can feel the people's pain. So I'm sitting there feeling horrible, looking at this, going, oh my God, this is the worst thing I've ever seen. A lady's on fire, there's people falling out of buildings, just destruction and death everywhere. I hated every moment of it. And there's a very famous picture of the falling guy. Do you remember that picture?
I do, yeah.
Okay, so...
This is in 9/11, the guy, the waiter.
Yeah, in 9/11, yeah. So when the guy jumped out of the building, my friend sitting beside me went, wee, and in that moment,
I shouldn't have laughed.
No, you shouldn't. But here's the thing. In that very moment, it snapped me out of the hell I was in, and that's what a sense of humour is for. It's to take us away from the bad stuff, and it works very, very well.
Sorry, Stacey. Go ahead.
I showed up to the wrong funeral and everything before, like true story, like, and I was sitting there going, my friend's nanny looks a bit masculine, like, and then they're like, no, all you can do is laugh.
My friend's nanny looks a bit masculine.
Like, I could have went on around the rest of my day, like, on odd made.
What's the story with you and funerals, by the way? Are you one of these people who goes to, like, loads of funerals?
I love going to funerals. I think they're bleeding gas there.
I know people who go to a lot of funerals, like professional funeral goers, and they wear black, even though they're not related.
If anyone out there needs someone to go to their funeral, like, I'd be there first on the list.
Do you know what's good about funerals? Yeah. It's the triangle sandwiches.
What's that?
I love a good
samples.
I'm always...
Yeah, why does a triangle sandwich taste better than a square sandwich?
Does it?
It does. You know, you go to a funeral.
You get soup, yeah. You get the soup and the sandwich, yeah. Yeah.
And when you taste them, they're gorgeous. But then you go home and make a sandwich yourself and go, that doesn't taste right. And then when you try and cut it in triangles at home, it still doesn't taste the same.
As a funeral sandwich.
Yeah, funeral sandwiches are awesome. Stuff your pockets with them and go home with them.
Oh, no, honestly, funeral sandwiches are the best sandwiches you're going to get, like.
Oh, God, I thought that.
A salmon tea sandwich. I always fleece them first, I do.
Used to her, guys. You do need to get together, I swear to God, and get a comedy act.
We should. Yeah, what we'll do is we'll just hijack funerals. We'll okay. Just run in. What's that called?
Stacey is her name. Listen, Stacey, pardon me, Stacey and Steve. Listen, thank you very much indeed, and I really appreciate both of you coming on the air.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.